Ocean FM.
Hello, Fáilteas Jocadí, Arts North West. You're very welcome to Arts North West, broadcasting from the Glens Arts Centre in Manor Hamilton. Myself, Brendan Murray, and sound, Mark Gavin. On this week's show, Craig Cox will be discussing Iona Sound, which is part of the Fermanagh Live Festival. And we'll also be talking with the Mermaid Arts Centre, which is in Bray, in County Wicklow, which runs a fantastic initiative for artists. Over the last number of years, indeed, we hosted Miriam Needham of this parish here last year. It's a gap day for artists whereby they can explore. They have some time out to explore their disciplines. But first of all, it gives me great pleasure to welcome on the line Fergus Cooper. Fergus has worked in the public, private and voluntary sectors, but indeed he's a marketing and communications professional, but he's also involved in documentary making, and I suppose his oeuvre would be looking at issues of equality and justice. You're very welcome, Fergus.
Thanks, Brendan.
Fergus, this, the quiet shuffling of feet, which is happening here in the Glens Centre as part of the International Fund for Ireland Across the Lines programme, which we run out of here. It's a documentary about what's described as unbearable trauma.
I met David Bolton professionally at the time. I was the head of Save the Children in Northern Ireland. David had contacted me because he had been contacted by Jordanian psychiatrists who worried about the plight of Syrian refugees pouring across the border into Jordan, and he is a renowned expert on trauma recovery.
Right. And David is from where?
He's from just outside Temple in Fermanagh.
Right. And yourself, you grew up in East Belfast, but you have Leitrim connections.
Yes, I do. And actually, it was in the course of making The Quiet Shuffling of Feet that we began to discover more about those connections. Before that, I always thought my mother was from Ballyshannon in Donegal, but subsequently doing a lot of research and digging, we have now discovered that she spent the first 3 years of her life in Manor Hamilton, and that her parents, Patrick Keeney, Sarah Gallagher, were actually raised in adjacent farms in Cordiver, which is in North Leitrim on that back road as you run up from Loch Melvin to Ballyshannon.
Indeed, I've walked around that area many a time since I've come here in the last few years. Great, not that we wouldn't hold any against anyone being from Donegal, but the Leitrim connection's even better. Brilliant. And then in terms of your approach to this, because obviously this is a very, very delicate topic. Your approach
a lot of real challenges in making a film, because obviously the two major events that David recalls are the Enniskillen bombing, which is the 8th of November 1987, and he was in the Methodist Church looking after Sunday school when he got the call to actually go to the hospital, and everything followed thereafter. And then he rises up above the ranks, and at the time of the Enniskillen or the Omagh bombing, which is now 24 years ago, he was heading up community trauma recovery services, and he is immediately called directly to Omagh. So the challenge is obviously you're trying to tell a story that people can understand, and you begin to think, well, how do you put those two events together? And what I found doing lots of research and in conversations with David is that actually if I just focused on David's personal story rather than all the details of the events, I would get a much better understanding, or the audience would get a much better understanding of the impact of trauma at whatever age, what a recovery journey could look like, and in particular, what reconciliation might look like in the longer term, because ultimately we've yet to address these legacy issues.
And I suppose we're all very much aware that, you know, as you say, there are these psychological traumas right across the various communities in the north. And how do you think for if I can use the term, a southern audience, that this might, you know, because, I mean, let's face it, Fergus, you know, down south, there can be an indifference to what occurs up the north. And indeed, you know, what they would call the exhaustion of what's happened over the last 40 years. And by the way, does that happen up north, do you think?
I certainly would have experienced some of that, because I have worked for a number of children's charities over the years. And obviously, when you're working with children, you can oftentimes be very focused on trauma and the events and impacts it has on their lives, and then how you begin to address that. But yes, I think even for people in the north, it was almost as if these events were going on, and so long as they didn't directly impact on us and touch us, your only way of coping with it was to keep as much distance from it as possible. But I suppose, Brendan, the key thing here is that it's a really good fit for the Across the Line project, because these events actually don't happen in isolation.
Indeed.
They don't happen just in Enniskillen or in Omagh. If you can recall, there were children from Donegal down from a language school in Donegal at Omagh who were killed or injured. At least two of the bereaved were from Madrid in Spain. And obviously, in terms of the Enniskillen bombing, large numbers of people come from Donegal, from Leitrim, to attend that, because large numbers of people served in the British forces and still do.
Indeed.
And they were injured and caught up in the Enniskillen bombing. These aren't events that happen in isolation. These are events and traumatic events that inform our past and our present. And if we look at the history of the state, then we begin to understand and appreciate that all of these things continue to have resonance, be that in our body politics today, or how we actually interact as neighbours.
Well, certainly well put. And as a Dub, reminds me of the Dublin bombings, where indeed there were many people from abroad killed and injured in that appalling event also. Well, we look forward to welcoming you here, Fergus. It's on next Thursday here at the Glen Centre. Tickets can be got through theglencentre.com. It's called The Quiet Shuffling of Feet. It's at 8 p.m. So that's next Thursday, the 6th of October. And as you say, it does indeed, of course, fit perfectly into the whole Across the Lines project, which is about looking at legacy issues in and the effects of the conflicts that went on across and I suppose building upon cross-border relations. It's described by the Irish News as a powerful film. It's described by the Impartial Reporter as an important film. And that's interesting the way both of them have approached that. It is both important that people see these things, as you say, albeit they're difficult to take on board. But its powerful impact is something that should be experienced. Many thanks, Fergus Cooper.
Brendan, thank you.
I'd like to welcome Julie Kelleher, who's the Artistic Director of the Mermaid Arts Centre in Bray in County Wicklow. Julie used to be well known as the Director of the Everyman in Cork. You're very welcome, Julie. I hope everything's going well in your new role. You're there a couple of years, and I know you went there during lockdown in the Mermaid, which has a wonderful reputation, and I know you're continuing on with its wonderful work. But this specific Gap Day, which... is the concept is to give professional theatre practitioners from anywhere in Ireland, which is why we're talking to you up here, because there are many of them up here, and it's available to whether you be a director or a writer or a designer, time, as and it's in the title, The Gap, to take some time out, and is it to just contemplate their art? There's no outcome expected from it.
No, there isn't. And all of what you said is right. Yes, so Mermaid has been running this programme since 2015 in conjunction with the creative producer on the programme, Liam Bell. And I think initially, as far as I understand it, the initiative was kind of made in response to an Arts Council scheme that existed at the time called Theatre Resource Sharing. So I guess that's why it's pointed particularly at theatre makers of all creeds. So... it was one of the reasons that made me want to come to Mermaid, actually, this programme, in part because of, you know, it's very simply, as you put it there, you know, there isn't a lot to it in terms of, you know, the kind of the core concept. You know, it's about providing time, and it's about providing pay to artists to take the time to do the thinking that they might need and not necessarily thinking either. It could be, you know, people sometimes who spend the day moving. It may be often about like making a decision to do something that you don't have space to do in your ordinary
very good. But what's,
practice.
But what's interesting about it is it's not that you go to the mermaid per se.
No, so some artists do, yes. So the idea is that, like, if you're an artist anywhere on the island of Ireland, that you identify a venue or an arts organisation that's local to you. And I suppose the idea is that you go and spend your gap day or days, because we can sometimes make more than one available, in that venue or in that organisation. Now, like, Mermaid has a space, we call it our multi-purpose room, so people work in there occasionally. But it's an opportunity for independent artists who often, I mean, in my former life when I worked in this way myself, you know, you're often working at your kitchen table on your own during the day. So I suppose it's the idea of having, you know, connecting to your community in terms of an arts centre or a local arts organisation. So, yeah, so we encourage the artists to identify where are the spaces that they'd like to spend their time. And often the staff working in the arts centre or organisation, you know, have a cup of tea or some lunch or whatever with the artist. So it does kind of create connection in that way, which I think is really important too.
Absolutely, because we had the pleasure of hosting Miriam Needham. She's from up this parish way here last year for a few days. And the great thing is the artists get paid for their time and, as you say, are provided with a workspace and they get lunch on each day, which is, these are always important things for artists. So to apply for, it's a wonderful, wonderful initiative. To apply for it, Julie?
So the information is all on our website, which is mermaidartcentre.ie. It's a short application form. And again, that's all done with the artist in mind. So I guess all of the intentions around the programme in terms of the kind of supports we make available and the process of being involved in the programme is about flexibility, is about making sure people have time, space, pay, you know, getting the conditions right. We also have a small budget to address towards access needs. So if people are worried, for example, that, you know, they can't take the gap day because they have caring responsibilities, then we have a little bit of a budget to cover the cost of that. Or if people have a specific access requirement, like with regard to mobility, for example, and getting to a space, you know, we can have a conversation about that and have some budget there. So that the idea is that, like, the artist should never have any cost to participate in the programme. So, yes, so all of the information is available on Mermaid Arts Centre's website.
Lovely. And it's through Leanne Bell who kind of administers
She's the creative producer on the project since its inception in 2015.
Fantastic. Now, the big thing is the deadline is this Monday, October the 3rd, 5 p.m. Right. But the lovely thing is it is a very simple, straightforward application. And you're going to cater for up to 45 artists. That's incredible. That's just fantastic.
That's the hope. Yeah, actually, we had a little more last year. Even we had 52 artists in total.
Wow.
And one of the things that we learned is actually that was probably stretching both Lee and ourselves in terms of capacity. So we've brought the number down a little bit just in order to make sure we can look after everybody who's on the programme. And we think it's really important when we're thinking about the right conditions that, you know, we apply those that kind of thinking to our own processes as well, you know.
Brilliant. Julie Kelleher of Mermaid Arts, and we wish you all the very best with that. So that's, you'll get all information through the Mermaid Arts Centre. It's a wonderful, wonderful initiative called Gap Day, which is an offer to professional theatre makers, practitioners, anybody involved in theatre to take some time out in conjunction with an arts centre anywhere in the country to work on their art form. Many thanks, Julie. All the best.
Thanks, Brendan.
How's it going? So here are the listings for this week around the Northwest area. We'll start off with theatre and screenings going on. So in the Hawkswell in Sligo, The Foreigner by Larry Shue is continuing its run. It's still on tomorrow, Friday the 30th and Saturday, October 1st, if you want to check that out. Tickets are €17 and 15 concession or 12 for groups of 5 and more. Then in the Ballard Arts Centre, next Thursday the 6th at 8 p.m, there's the show Dancing in the Moonlight. And this is actually a show about Phil Lynott, and it's performed by a Phil Lynott lookalike, Miles Malambo, that kind of explores the formative years of Phil Lynott and his experiences of racism and unstable parenthood and how he became one of Ireland's most celebrated musicians. Then that same night, actually, on Thursday the 6th at 8 p.m, in the Glen Centre in Manor Hamilton, we have a screening of the documentary The Quiet Shuffling of Feet, which you just heard Brendan interview the director Fergus Cooper about. Then on Saturday, October 8th, in the Abbey Arts Centre in Ballyshannon, there is the show Off the Meter on the Road. This is a one-man show in which writer and performer John McDonagh takes the audience through his 40 years driving a New York yellow cab with insights into the wide variety of New York life. Tickets for that are €15 and they can be gotten from abbeycentre.ie. Now moving on to gigs in the area. This Saturday coming on the 1st in the Ballard Arts Centre at 8 p.m, Johnny Doohan and Marion Bradfield are playing. These are two acclaimed singer-songwriters. Johnny Doohan is the writer of the song The Voyage, which was made into a classic by Christy Moore, if you know that tune. Then next Wednesday, the 5th in the Hawks Well, we have the Next and Their Locals at Lunchtime series. So at 1 p.m, Miriam Needham will direct a selection of performances by Orla McSherry, Zinaid Zexton, Charmaine T. Massoni, and Winifred Ward. And that is free to attend. And then on Thursday the 6th, going on to Saturday the 8th in the Hawkswell as well, every night at 8 p.m, there's Ciarán Quinn's Theme Night. This is number 30 and it focuses on musicals. Tickets for that are €13 or they're 15 if you're under 18. And then here in the Glen Centre again, actually tomorrow night, Friday the 30th, just a reminder, we had an interview with them last week, but Colin Andrew and Craig McMorrow are playing their pop with traditional influences. In the Model, their first gig is this Sunday, actually on the 2nd, and they have the next in their series of informal music afternoons. And this month it features the piano-viola duet Duo Anima, who play a selection of works by female composers, and also the Richard Nelson Trio playing jazz standards and some originals featuring local multi-instrumentalist Leo Tarrant. Then on Friday the 7th, again in the Model, at 8 p.m, we have the first concert in the Combrio Musical Society's winter programme. This is a concert being performed by violinist Clara Jumi Kang and pianist Sunwook Kim. And they're going to play a selection of violin sonatas that kind of span classical music from the Romantic era to the present day. And there will be a debut performance of a newly commissioned work by Irish composer John Buckley. And we'll actually have an interview with John next week about that. But tickets for that are €20 or €10 for students. And you can visit themodel.ie to get tickets or conbrio.org. That's con-brio.org for the full winter programme that they have coming up. And finally, in terms of gigs, in the Dock in Carrick-on-Shannon, tomorrow, Friday the 30th at 8 p.m, just a reminder that the Robinson Levy Quartet is on. And then on Saturday the 1st at 8 p.m, there is the concert The Knock at the Dock. And this is a showcase of projects from the Leitrim-based record label The Knock, which is run by local songwriter Padraig Meehan. Tickets for that are €15 or €12 concession. And quickly moving on, there's two kind of big enough arts festivals coming up next weekend. So the first one is, again, in the Dock. It's the Iron Mountain Literature Festival. That's running from Friday the 7th to Sunday the 9th. And this is like a wide range of series of events, all literature focused, but it includes panel discussions, talks, readings, and actually field trips with kind of thematic focus on the role of literature in shaping history. We'll actually have an interview next week with Omar Musa, who will be one of the performers in that. But it features talks by Sally Hayden, Barry McGovern, and a concert by Lisa O'Neill, actually. And information for that can be found at ironmountainfestival.ie. Then also on the same weekend, but running from Thursday the 6th to Sunday the 9th, there's the Fermanagh Live Arts Festival. This is happening in various venues around Enniskillen. There's a really wide variety of stuff happening there. There's an interview with author Priscilla Morris, which is actually on a boat touring around the Lough Erne waterways, where she'll talk with BBC journalist Julian Fowler about her debut novel, Black Butterflies, which is kind of explores nationalism and multiculturalism during the siege of Sarajevo. And then there's a performance by Seamus O'Rourke of his show Handyman. There's the All Ulster Poetry Slam. There's a whole wide variety of stuff. So if you go to flive.org.co.uk, you can find out more about that. And we'll actually have an interview with one of the artists in that festival coming up just after this. And finally, just to mention a couple of kind of submission or job opportunities going on in the area. Once more, a reminder that the Connacht Poetry Slam is happening this Saturday on October 1st at 3 p.m. It's free to register. It's in the Nest on Custom House Quay in Sligo. But then also, Leitrim County Council Arts Service have announced two job openings. The deadline for applications is 4 p.m. Thursday, October 6th, so that's next week. But the two roles are, it's for two part-time assistant arts officers. One will focus on children and young people's arts, the other on professional development and sustainability. Forms and information for those jobs can be found on leitrimcoco.ie. So that's leitrimcoco.ie. And that is it for the week. So as you just heard, the Fermanagh Live Arts Festival will be running from the 6th to the 9th of October. As we mentioned before, there's a lot of different gigs happening that weekend around the town of Enniskillen. But one concert in particular that's happening is by Iona Sound. This is a trio that focus on traditional music from Scotland, Ireland and Scandinavia, and they kind of combine that with classical aesthetics. But on the show right now, we have founding member Rory Pearce to speak about the project and his broader musical careers. How's it going, Rory?
Hiya, Craig. How you getting on?
Yeah, thanks for coming on to the show. So if you could just, if you want to just describe Iona Sound for us and the project itself.
Sure. So Iona Sound, we started about 4 years ago. It's a trio consisting of Max Greenwood on piano, Breed Cannon on violin, and myself on cello, but I switch over to Lodi whistle as well. I switch back and forward. So it's a sort of trio with four instruments. It's a meeting, I guess, of folk or trad combined with classical, with a bit of jazz, but not like Oscar Peterson jazz, more like ECM, kind of Norwegian.
Okay, and is that, because I know that you have an EP that you released, was it in 2019? I could be wrong about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so is like when you're recording right, the EP, was there an improvisatory kind of atmosphere in the studio, or was it much more structured?
There was as well. I mean, I guess it's a little bit like jazz in that you've got a tune, you've got the head, you know, and then you're free to go back to that if things fall apart. But it's, I don't know, it's like having a structure, but some of the textures are free and you're free to add lines, but you know with a nod that you can bring it back to a certain point, etc. So it's, I think you'd call it semi-structured.
Okay, because like we're actually going to play one of your tracks after the interview. It's the one Finnish Waltz that's on the EP. But just because I listened to it earlier on and, you know, that has a kind of a cycle of the same melody, but in different variations going through the different instruments and in different registers. And so is that true when you recorded that?
Yeah, that was basically, you know, Breed kicks that one off and we're in total improvisatory land at the beginning. And then she just gives a nod whenever she feels it, you know, and then I'll take over.
An interesting thing then for, say, listeners who might be considering going to the gig is that if they listen to the EP that you have online, there's a good chance that what you play will be a significant variation on what's been recorded.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. We're going to stick to that map for sure, but there's parts that will be bigger or smaller as well. And there's lots of new material as well. In fact, there's one track, we don't even know what it's called. We're just kind of, we're going to be totally free with it. We're really going to experiment in the gig next Saturday and just see what happens. So we're kind of pushing the boat out, and that's not on the EP. There's three more tracks that aren't on that EP. In fact, there's five more tracks that aren't on that EP, but three of them are brand new. We're just giving ourselves really rough maps and saying, all right, have some fun, see how it goes.
Okay, read the great room. And just to remind people, I'll just remind people of when the concert is on, just to say it's on next Saturday the 8th at 7:30 in the Ardoin Theatre in Enniskillen. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, the Ardoin Theatre, it's a beautiful venue by the lakes there in Fermanagh, in case anyone doesn't know it. And in that gig, we'll be using live projections as well in the background. So we'll be in the front of the stage, but behind us will be a big backdrop projecting all sorts of landscapes from Ireland, Scotland, Scandinavia, magical kind of landscapes. And, you know, the music will come and go in sync with that. And so there's plenty to dream. You know, you can just sit there and look at the images. If you don't tune out and then go back to the music. And it might be. Well, do you know what I'm hoping is that they'll have a smoke machine there and I can just call for Mountain Mist.
Okay.
Just say, yeah, come on. Some more Mountain Mist, please.
Nothing like a bit of smoke for drama. It's actually, that's a good tie-in, though, just to speak about, because obviously Iona Sound isn't the only project you're involved in. And at the moment, I know that you have an ongoing project that's funded by the Arts Council called Raise, Burn, Melt. And so if you wanted to speak about that, because I know the first part of that, which is the video piece, Raise, has already been released and that can be viewed online off your website. But if you just want to talk about that project a little bit, because that's kind of related to visuals and music combined.
Yeah, as you say, part one, Rays, was premiered. It was in the Library Project in Dublin last year. Part two and part three, Burn and Melt, are being written at the moment. The whole triptych or trilogy, or I'm not sure what to call it, will be premiered at CCI, the Cultural Centre Irlandais, the Irish Cultural Centre in Paris in 2024.
Yeah.
And what it is audiovisual. I've written the scores for these audiovisual installations. Each one's about 17 minutes long, and they're dealing with climate change. The first one, Rays, is using high-res satellite imagery of what we've done in the Bolivian and Amazonian
rainforest.
Sorry, the Brazilian rainforest.
Yeah, I actually watched it. It's extremely hypnotic. It's kind of a funny thing because, you know, those images, they're kind of like graphic scores, I thought, when I was looking at it. And
yeah,
it's quite kind of hypnotic to watch. And so you kind of move past the, you know, there's the initial shock of watching it and seeing the kind of scale of destruction. And it kind of becomes something a bit more abstract over the course of the whole duration. So it's quite an interesting kind of progression that happens to your perception of what's going on.
Yeah, you've got it there. That's how it's meant to be laid out. Yes, I'm trying to document it, but also these are fascinating shapes and juxtapositions and textures, and just they're arresting visually.
Yeah, so it leaves a lot of space for the audience to actually consider what the themes are within how open it is.
Yeah.
But just because we're running short on time there, Rory, I'll just remind people that, like, so the first part of that project, Rays, has been released and that's available to view on your website. The next two parts, Burn and Melt, are in development. But also, most importantly, your concert next week again is on Saturday the 8th at 7:30 with Iona Sound in the Ardown Theatre in Enniskillen. And tickets are €15.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so thanks very much for coming on to the show. Go ahead.
One tiny wee pointer. It's that Rays video is not on my website. You'll find it on Vimeo.
Oh,
you
okay.
Just put in RAZE in capitals and you'll see Rays by Rory Pearce.
Brilliant.
And yeah, you can find it there. Great. Well,
thank you very much, Rory.
Craig. Thanks a million for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Shinamilde Gwini Ushul than Shachthan Shut, we're Gaid Slán, Mila Buikas Le. Mark Gavin Mark Gavin on sound, many thanks. And to our producer, Craig Cox, many thanks for the up-to-dates on what's happening in the Northwest area. Do get in touch with Craig. From myself, Brendan Murray, have a lovely weekend. Many thanks to our sponsors, funders, Pubble, the Arts Council, Leitrim County Council. This show goes out again on Sunday at 8 p.m. and is available on all podcast platforms or through Ocean FM. Slán live.